It's 7:35 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. A Fort Myers doctor has created a bra to use on her breast cancer patients. She hopes they'll soon be available in hospitals across the country. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports the doctor is tackling common complaints aimed at the bras surgeons use on women undergoing surgery.
Dr. Lee Blackwell of Fort Myers is a surgeon specializing in treating breast cancer patients. Through the years, she's performed hundreds of mastectomies and lumpectomies. And in that time, she's heard a lot of her patients complain about the bra they have to wear following their surgeries.
They said, "How much longer are you going to make me wear this? I hate this thing."
Blackwell says hospitals typically put patients in bras they say are really uncomfortable. Besides a weak Velcro clasp in the front that easily comes undone, she says, as she holds up one in front of her chest, the bra in general is just poorly designed.
As you can see, the seam is placed right over where the nipple is. And then also, I noticed that the sides were really high. And I think ultimately that was designed to help, you know, distribute the compression. However, the way that breast surgery has evolved, and even at the time when this bra was developed, you make incisions underneath the arm, and so this side was hitting right where the incisions were made.
And Blackwell says women don't have a lot of options. Not wearing a bra is uncomfortable, too. Susan Hunter from Fort Myers is one of Blackwell's patients. She's currently dealing with a second round of breast cancer and recently had a double mastectomy, meaning both her breasts were surgically removed. Hunter says right after surgery, she felt suddenly losing the support of a bra was unsettling.
There was nothing. There was no dressing or no support or anything, and I felt very exposed and insecure and like I couldn't touch it. You know, I was kind of afraid.
So Dr. Leah Blackwell says she decided she needed to create her own bra for her patients. She wanted a bra that had a sturdy clasp that was easy to open and close. Blackwell says she decided upon smaller versions of Life Preserver vest clasps. She also lowered the sides of the bra so they wouldn't touch the incisions. And Blackwell chose a fabric for her bras that are more breathable and comfortable, especially for her patients here in Florida. And after months of working on a prototype with a local seamstress, she finally had a bra she could put on her patients after surgery, including Susan Hunter.
Just gave me a little bit of support that I really felt that I needed without being a dressing that you have to look at and be like, oh, what am I supposed to do with this? How am I going to change this?
Blackwell says she's getting a lot of good feedback, mostly from nurses who help breast cancer patients on a daily basis. But she's primarily trying to make sure she's taking care of the physical as well as emotional needs of her growing number of breast cancer patients.
Women are such caretakers, and I think that there's a lot of really strong feelings about people that are suffering with breast cancer in particular, because it's such an emotionally motivated, there's such a lot of emotion involved with breast cancer, and it affects so many people.
Throughout the design process, Blackwell also sought out a patent for her bra, which she recently received. Right now, she says she's looking for a manufacturer that will help her get her bra to more women. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.